First of all, Gary O'Kane, congratulations, captain of this team, also man of the match.
It's actually a bit of a first for me, but to be honest, there's so many guys out on the pitch there that do a lot of unseen work, and you know, it just so happens on this occasion I got man of the match. But it's been a massive team effort, it's a massive squad effort all year long. We've had six games back in Ireland this year, we had three games over in London, so you know, it's really just rewards after a very tough season.
Yeah, the game, we'll talk about that in a minute, but the game itself, 11-7 up at half time, obviously the scoring rate went down a bit in the second half, but you still kept that gap.
Yeah, to be honest, I think we played a bit of controlled football, then we went a man down very early on in the second half, and it's just a case of shutting up shop. The accuracy was a bit lacking, but I think we still had the confidence in ourselves to see it through.
Yeah, so this team has been together just this year for the first time, has it?
No, to be fair, we started training as this team 3 years ago, just before the pandemic, but then we couldn't enter the competition. We had a trip to Kerry in 2020, and we've just kept it going since then.
Yeah, and this is the first trophy you've won.
It is indeed, yeah, London Masters first trophy. We're 5 years back in the competition, and the first trophy overall in the Masters.
Still playing well? Are you playing well? Are you still playing with Tyrconnell Gaels?
No, I see him down as Tyrconnell Gaels in the programme, but I'm playing intermediate with St Parrots, based in Hayes in West London. So that keeps me ticking along. There's a few other lads here on the team as well with St Parrots. Dave Cannon here as well, he is with Tyrconnell Gaels, as is Noel Burke, whose dad's from Frosses. So there's still a strong Donegal and Tyrconnell Gaels connection.
Yeah, and obviously two Donegal men on the team, as you said, David Cannon, Kilcar, former county minor, I think county under 21 as well. David, congratulations first of all, a trophy. Two Donegal men going to be happy anyway, at least.
Oh, listen, it's always good to win something, you know what I mean, especially at our vintage as well. Like, it's and it's just brilliant to come over here just with such a good bunch of lads, and under the guidance of obviously Gary, captain, and a lot of boys egging us on all the time, you know. It's as I said, for our age, we're privileged to be on the football field, and with the calibre around us,
and obviously as you say, you're privileged. Gary mentioned it earlier, all right, where you have spouses and families and all that. Mm-hmm. It takes a little bit of extra as well, I suppose, a commitment.
Oh, listen, it is. It's always
or
tough.
Is it an excuse to get out of the house?
It's a bit of both. There, so in fairness. Now, it's good. Like, you know, I mean, I have a 3-year-old now. I was lucky enough to have her and have my partner Tammy over in London there, but it's a bit understanding as well. But you know, I mean, sometimes you have to understand that the men need a bit of time away as well.
Well, as Gary was saying, you were quite a lot of times away. I think you had four trips in a row to Ireland.
Well, yes, some of us didn't make all of the trips now, in fairness, because we had a lot of good lads to fill in the gaps, you know what I mean. That's with the big panel we have and the big commitment all around us, so it's actually 5 years in the making, you know what I mean. And in that kind of time frame, you do build a big bunch of lads, and who are all dedicated, and just listen, they're all as good a quality as one another, you know. And
Kilcar going well in the championship. Annie Pangs maybe to come back.
Oh, we should listen. I'm hopefully going to put a shout out to them after this. You know, I mean, I'm putting out the gauntlet there for the boys. You know. So, yeah.